on a Thursday, the 29th of June. It's Radio Life and Style, where real music lives. Your local station coming to you live from the KZN North Coast, from beautiful Balito on a sunshiny Thursday, the third day of the Balito Pro. We're going to be getting down to the beach with Seaweed Steve Honeyset just now, finding out what action is lined up for today, with the juniors having taken to the waves of the last couple of days. And right now, we are putting the spotlight firmly on a movement that has rapidly been gaining momentum on the North Coast. And if you've seen the hashtag Love North Coast popping up on social media posts and in media articles, well, you'll already know a little something about what I'm about to talk about. But if you are completely clueless, you won't be clueless for much longer, because we're about to dive deep into the hashtag Love North Coast message. And in the studio with me is a lady who is passionate about this movement, and in fact is very involved in driving it, the Love North Coast team going forward. Carol Church is in the house with us, and Carol, welcome to Radio Life and Style. Welcome to a Thursday morning. How are you doing?
Oh, Mark, thank you so much for inviting me. Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you very much on this wonderful morning.
Yeah, and I believe it's your first time on radio, but there's a first time for everything, and you're already winning, I can tell you. Full marks.
Thanks, Mark. Yes.
So let's talk about this incredible thing. We've mentioned it before on this morning show a few times with various different people who are already plugged in and are passionate about spreading this movement, this message of pride, all about this amazing place that we live, that we work. The North Coast has got something special going for it. In fact, it's got tons of things special going for it, and we want to celebrate all of them and build this brand into something that rivals. I mean, the Western Cape has done such a good job. I mean, they've got that whole organization, yes, Westgrow, that just pumps positivity and positions themselves as a great place to work and invest and do business. But the North Coast arguably has got as much going for it, if not more, than the best that the Cape has to offer. Wouldn't you agree?
Mike, I totally agree. If you look at our weather, I mean, it's just spectacular.
Here we are, middle of winter, and we've got a surfing competition going. Blue skies, sunshine. Come on.
Very much so. The Balito Pro taking place. Everybody talks about it. They can sit on the beach, enjoy the sunshine, enjoy the community spirit that's going on. It's just been amazing. And I mean, for part of next week as well, right the way through to the 9th of July, to watch the Balito Pro. What an experience. You can't do that in the Western Cape. The weather's been a shocker. They've had floods and all sorts of things been going on.
It really, you know, we sometimes take it for granted. If you're a local, if you're a resident here, and you know, I've heard people grumbling about the winter chill in the morning. Come on, get real. In any other part of the country, this is t-shirt weather. And we've got, I mean, the weather is of course a great selling point, and a reason why this has forever been an enviable lifestyle destination, a winter retreat. But more and more people are packing up and coming down to the North Coast to plant roots and to live here full-time. The semigration movement, particularly since the COVID lockdowns kind of caused everyone to rethink the way that they live and work, and there was a bit of a light bulb moment, an aha moment, that I think a lot of people in many industries realized that, well, you know what, actually you can work remotely for a lot of the time. If you've got to head up to the office in Gauteng every now and then for a meeting or whatever, but you actually can handle business from the KZN North Coast and enjoy all the perks of a North Coast lifestyle, as long as you've got connectivity. And more often than not, we're seeing a lot of businesses setting up their main HQ here on the North Coast as well. And there's tremendous investment in the pipeline for the year to come, and even beyond that. Incredible developments, not just on the real estate front, but industrial, business parks. This area is set to rock. And for those that have got a perspective on that timeline and who know what is coming, the next chapter is so exciting. But it's just to spread this message and to get everyone else as excited about it as well, and to say, listen, we've got something here that is worth protecting, it's worth promoting, it's worth talking up, because the more we can do that, the more we can grow the focus on the North Coast as an investment destination. It's good for everyone. If you're
absolutely,
if you're a business person invested in this region, if you've got a home here, I mean, you're protecting your investment really by selling this place, hey?
So, Mike, hashtag North Coast is sort of was a concept that was developed towards the end of last year, and it really involved a couple of stakeholders. From on the south side of Ballito, it would be Zimbali Lakes, right the way through to the north side to Tinley Manor, the involvement of the
Collins Group,
correct. And inland as well, you know, just knowing all the parties that play such an important role in what's happening on the North Coast. So what we've been doing is we've been engaging with all these parties. We've been engaging with the stakeholders. We've been engaging with media like yourselves, and thank you very much. We've been talking to the likes of Enterprise LNB, Chamber of Commerce, talking to them about initiatives. And really then trying to incorporate all these parties into focusing on hashtag Love North Coast. Mm. And eventually we're going to try and progress that into the North Coast Management Association, which overrides what's happening in the area. We've got to have one voice. Mm. And it's not something that is common within South Africa at the moment just to have one voice. But we have an exceptional area. An exceptional area for children to grow up in, wonderful schools, an environment that allows children to get out there and be exposed to our lifestyle, the sun, the sea, riding bicycles, running, various sports that take place, whether it's hockey or a little bit of soccer. And this is really something that's unique and special for our part of the world. And we just feel that it needs to, yes, we need to embrace it. So everybody will start to see this hashtag Love North Coast being exposed to people out there.
And the thing is, you can be a part of it, whoever you are. When you share a post or a snapshot of a beautiful moment or a memory captured on the North Coast, if you're posting it on social media, you can join the chorus by simply slipping that hashtag into your caption, hashtag Love North Coast, so that it becomes this searchable, discoverable thing. When you head onto Instagram and you type in hashtag Love North Coast, all this stuff should pop up. And it all forms part of this, as you say, a coordinated approach to marketing this destination, to creating a brand that people want to be a part of, that people see the benefits of and understand the value of. It's such an impressive thing. I think it's, you know, the founders that you mentioned there, Murray Collins and the Collins Group, kicking this ball into play initially and seeing the value in creating a destination marketing movement. And then the guys from Zimbali Lakes on the other end of the spectrum saying, well, we totally see the sense in this. We want to get involved. And so that foundation then being laid. And now we've started to get serious corporate players who are catching wind of this and saying, hey, we want to, you know, we weren't involved in the initial discussion, now we want to get involved as well. We've had the likes of Accelerate Security, who sponsored this radio show, who had a meeting with recently, and they said, hey, listen, do you guys have a website? And, well, you know, it's still early days. Well, we can help you with that. We've got the expertise. Talk to our people. Let's get that. So I believe you, after this, you've got a meeting with their people today to get your website rolling, hey?
Absolutely, Mike. It's been wonderful. The Accelerate Services management have been superb. Not only offering this opportunity to develop the website for us, but also to expose hashtag Love North Coast on a vehicle, that trailer that they're actually going to be moving around this area.
Yeah,
so you'll see the wonderful logo that on their trailer.
That is so cool. I saw that, like a moving billboard. I saw the mock-up for it. It's fantastic. And it's the more we can expose this brand, this movement, this message, hashtag Love North Coast, the more people can jump on board the bandwagon and can join in the celebration of all of the good things that we've got going for ourselves. And that's just one example of an awesome corporate extending a hand to say, hey, we want to help power the movement. Obviously, anyone who's listening to this, if you've got an interest in plugging in and seeing this thing grow and being part of that growth and that change, if there's a way that you think you could offer your skills, your service, or contributions in kind, or even funding, can they get in touch with you, Carol, and the team?
Yes, please do. Yes, carol@lovenorthcoast.co.za.
Simple as that.
Yes, very easy.
And very soon we'll have a website to announce and to launch and to point you towards as well, where you'll be able to find information on the movement and, I believe, an archive of all of the awesome media materials and articles that have been penned already and that are still being released. And there's a cool expose, an announcement, a launch message that's coming in the next edition of the Life and Style magazine, hitting shelves yes. in the next week. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And I'm just so excited that this thing has really now started to make a splash. And I can feel the whole thing sort of mushrooming and snowballing. So we'll be having some regular chats on the station going forward, Carol. I really want to celebrate every person that comes on board, every organization that joins hands with you and helps shape this thing and make this thing the success that we need it to be and that we know it will be. And from your perspective, as the lady who has put her hand up and said, I'll help steer the steer the ship, steer the bus, is there any message you want to throw out?
To me, and I think to everybody in this area, It's a wonderful opportunity, Mike, and to be able to meet with yourselves on a regular basis and to promote what's happening is the way to go. We want a cohesive approach, as I said earlier. We want something that says, how are we going to do this together? The involvement of the big estates is a wonderful opportunity as well, but also just I want to mention, Mike, the involvement of URP has been phenomenal in this program.
Mm.
They, as we all know, are doing amazing work within Balito. And you can see the improvements on the promenade that are taking place. But I think the thing is to actually just spearhead it to the next level is what we want to achieve.
Absolutely.
And yes, to grow that. So we are looking at ways of funding on a tiered approach, for whether it's an individual who'd like to make a contribution, or whether it's a company, or with an estate, through the Homeowners Association, we will be engaging with them. And also just realizing the opportunities that we have for living on this North Coast. I just want to mention, it's quite funny, is that one of the things we do in the morning is have a boot camp session. And isn't it wonderful to be able to do boot camp? I mean, we were sitting there doing push-ups and press-ups and whatever the case might be, watching our spectacular sunrise and knowing that we are just in the most amazing place. And a place that we feel we want to bring our families back to, our children, once they are educated, to come back and invest in this area and make sure that we continue to really embrace what we have. But not only for our residents, but also for communities that are close by. We've got to really do things that benefit everybody within the area, Mike.
Absolutely. There is definitely a sense of the need to share prosperity, to grow this area and the benefits of this area for everyone, all residents in the greater Balito bubble. Hashtag Love North Coast is for everyone. If you're on the North Coast, if you're part of this community, this collection of communities, then we want to make sure that you're invested and that you can reap the benefits of shining a spotlight on this part of the world. So onward and upward. The best is just around the corner. It's yet to come, and we're building this future. We're building it together. Carol, I know we're going to be having some really cool chats going forward. But thanks for coming in this morning and getting the word out once more on hashtag Love North Coast. And if you're listening to this and you love the North Coast like I know you do, then don't be shy to add that hashtag to your next sunrise boot camp photo when the dolphins are coming past. Get the word out, join the movement, and be part of it, because it's ours. It's for all of us.
Mike, thank you so much for this. It's a wonderful opportunity to promote this initiative, and really, we look forward to continued discussions. Thanks, Mike.
You're hearing it here on Radio Life and Style. My special guest, Carol Church, on the hashtag Love North Coast team. We're bringing you back to the music. Yes, Fleetwood Mac, and a tune called Everywhere.